Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angela. How can I assist you?
I have a bill on my statement.
All right, let's get
Here.
your zip code.
My zip code is 06710.
Your name?
Deborah Cronin.
And your address?
15 Columbia Boulevard.
Thank you. It shows that you have the Happy Hoodie face cream. It's going to be an anti-aging cream that you apply daily to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, as well as the Happy Honey eye serum.
Okay.
And that reduces
back
fine lines,
June,
dark circles.
No, mm-hmm. No, back in June, you know, I found you. It was online. You happened to pop up, and you can get this little sample, and I paid $5.95 and $4.95. Nobody told me I'm going to get a bill for $87.95 and $89. I want it off my account.
You had a new shipment go out on the 7th of August.
Oh, I got a box yesterday. I opened it. I don't want it. I'm going to send it right back. And I want this off because I'm going to call my charge card company. That sample was very misleading. That was just to pay for shipping and handling was a little thing. I would have never ordered this $87 and $89 item online. Never in a million years.
Well, we offer 30-day supplies, and it's going to be a trial phase where it's scheduled to go into an automatic renewal. It does state that with
well,
the terms.
Well, no, it isn't. Never said that. Nobody said that.
We didn't speak with you, ma'am, but the order was placed online, and it was there in the terms and conditions.
Well, you must have it in tiny, 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 tiny little print, okay?
Yeah, ma'am. It's going to be below the credit card information, but it has a box next to it saying that you have to check the box saying you read and agree to it. You said that have you spoken with your bank about the charges and what did they advise you?
I'm calling you first, okay? And I got a box here. You could have it back, and I'm calling
them. It's unreturnable.
Take this off my account. I haven't even opened it. I haven't even opened up the other one that was a sample. Okay?
It's unreturnable. You have to call and cancel to prevent the shipments from going out. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and get the account canceled. Would you cancel at the customer's request if you don't want to receive any further shipments?
I don't know, but I will call them and see what they say. And don't send it out because I'm going
to
not to take any charge from you at all.
Okay, well, we're going to cancel the account. And I'm going to give you a cancellation number to verify that it's canceled. The best we could do is we do offer discounts and you were charged at full price. I can discount your charge here at 50% off. Do you remember what website you saw this product? Was it Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
I don't go on Instagram or Twitter, so then it must have been Facebook.
Okay. Bear with me one moment. Yes, ma'am. When you submit the order, it has a set of terms and conditions that requires you to agree to them. After your 14-day trial expire, if you haven't canceled, you're entered into a contract.
Well, I never said that. It just said that you're sending it out just pay for shipping and handling.
It does state that, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. It states that on the website with the terms and conditions.
Well, I don't want it. I'm not paying that kind of money. Oh, my God.
All right, so bear with me one moment while I get your account canceled. And then it's going to send you out the refund emails. And I'll let you know what those amounts are in just a moment once I get these canceled out. Any dispute with it, the information that I'm giving you about the terms and conditions, they come across that with a dispute, which means they usually give the company the full price of it. So we try to assist the customer while we have them on the line and give at least a really good discount as a courtesy refund on the charges. The first thing the bank tells you to do is call us to see if you can work it out with us first, because they know the end result of a dispute is that they have to give us the money because of your contract you agreed to.
Take your shorts over there. Don't forget. What are you going to do about the piano books? Take them another time? Okay, go on. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm just getting everything canceled here. It takes a bit of a minute. All right, so I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Yep.
163.
Yep.
04.
Yep.
47.
Okay.
All right, now let's see the refunds. You have a charge here of $93.90.
Well, I have $87.95.
I have that too.
$89.95.
Okay. $87.95 and $89.95. That is going to be on the 9th of July. Those are your end of trial charges. You have new charges, ma'am, of $93.90 and $94.90 on the 7th of August.
So besides, because this one here for $87.90, that just came out. I just got that one a few days ago, that bill. So you're telling me there's another one coming in for $93 what?
And for the month of August, yes. When you get your August bill, it's going to have two more for that latest shipment that you received that was delivered on the. The previous charges are your end of trial charges. It bills you for that per set after the trial expires. 30 days later, if you still haven't canceled, it automatically renews and ships out again. That is what you have here. You have your initial charges were shipping and handling. On the 15th day after the trial expires, you have end of trial charges of $87.95 and $89.95. And then 30 days after that, you have an automatic renewal charge, which includes the shipping and handling of $94.90 and $93.90 on the 7th of August. It's a payment.
So you said $93.90 and $94.90?
On the 7th of August. It's come out and then, well, it's probably going to show up next month. But what we're going to do is we're going to refund it. Let me take a look at your, let me see. What I'll do is give you 75% of that charge back as a courtesy refund instead of the 50%. I can apply to the 50%, my employee discount of 25% and get you 75% of the $93.90 and the $94.90. So $93.90, 75% of the charge. One moment. It's going to be $70.42 on that charge. We'll go back to your bank in 3 to 5 business days. And I'll give you the second amount in just a moment. You have a $94.90. They give you 75% of that charge. And that's going to be $71.17. They go back to your bank in 3 to 5 business days. That's 71.
Okay. And what are you going to, because I didn't get that. So what are you going to do about this $87.95 and $89.95?
Those were the previous month within the past 30 days.
Right, but that just came on my bill now. I just got it.
Do you see the date? It says July. It's 30 days old.
No, July. This one says
July 9th or the 10th.
Oh, mine says 7-11.
Right. So we're in August. We're on August 15th.
Right, but I just got, what I'm saying is this statement just came in. It came in like, maybe 3 days ago, 4 days ago.
So you're just becoming aware that you were billed in July.
That's right.
Your
I
end
opened
of
it up to see, geez, what are all these charges? I didn't spend any money here. And there, that's how I found that. So I just got that. That just came in a few days ago.
Yes, those are past 30 days. Those are non-refundable. Now, the next month, you'll see a 75% refund on your statement for the August charges.
I'm gonna call my credit card company. I want to see what they tell me, because
that you were under a contract.
I was never aware of anything that you said. I'm sorry. I was just never aware of that. So make sure, and I'm going to tell them not to take another charge from you. So that's why I'm calling.
Well, we're canceling the account. I'm going to give you a cancellation number. So it's not going to attempt to bill you again. This is how you stop those charges, which didn't happen in the past. That's why you were billed twice. It's going to be Sia's and Charlie, 163-04, 47.
Yeah, I have that.
Oh, I give you that. Okay.
Yeah, I wrote that down. I have that.
Okay. Now I can transfer you to the supervisor and let you speak with them.
Certainly.
All right, one moment. All right, about to be transferred. Just
okay.
Remain on the line until someone picks up. Call is going to be answered in the order that is received. All right, please hold.